This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
On Joy.
We have Phoebe Blaney from Clover Financial Solutions. We had such a lovely talk with her last month, so I thought I'd drag her back in.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. So, look, we learned so much from you last time, so we thought we definitely need to drag you in because we do need a little bit of help going
on. So sweet. Thank you.
So, look, Phoebe, tell us about these credit cards Afterpay. What are these nasty little beasts doing?
So, what tends to happen is with Afterpay and stuff like that, you use it almost as a go-to, so you're using your credit card all the time till it's up to its limit. Gets up to its limit, then you can use things like Afterpay and ZipPay to extend even more credit. Banks will offer you credit card increases the whole way through your credit card experience, so you're spending more and more and more and more all the time without really noticing until you get to a critical mass and you have to pay it back. So when you're looking to get a home loan, all the things that are taken into account are things like how much are you spending on Afterpay, how much are you spending on what on your credit card, what's your credit card limit. And you can get into a situation where you can't even lower your credit card limit because you owe all of it. Oh.
Correct. Look, I mean, like a lot of people, I got myself caught on a credit card a little while ago. You know, you maxed it out, then they offer you, the other bank says, transfer over for zero, you know, for 18 months, which I did, and I actually ripped up my credit card and I paid it off. Stupidly not thinking, 12 months later, that card's out of date, they sent me a new one because I actually hadn't done it. So next minute I've got two credit cards. I'm not going to use it, I say. But it's just, oh, it's that $100 pair of shoes. It's a, yeah.
It's a little emergency. It always starts with a little emergency, I think, with a credit card. You sort of think, okay, well, I really need these shoes because I'm going to the races and, you know, I need something new. So I'll put it on and I'll pay it off at the end of the month. But by the end of the month, you've used half the limit.
Is it avoidable to get, because I don't have a credit card. I'm still only 20. I'm still young. But is it at a point where I have to get one for a certain reason?
No. And a lot of people think that you need a credit card to get a credit rating.
That's what
I
told my children. So I made them get their first little credit card to actually try and step onto the credit bandwagon.
They enter into credit when they get a mobile phone or they get an electricity bill. So they've got credit probably through just having
a phone. So I had this stupid idea that you should have to get a credit card and prove that you could pay it off and prove you could do it. It's not actually a great idea.
It's not actually true, that's all. It used to be, I think it used to be true because so many people of my age think that because we're nearly the same age. So many people of my age think that that's a thing. So that's what your parents will tell you or friends will tell you because they've heard it from their parents, but it's not actually the case.
Cool.
And you're getting credit all over the place anyway.
Don't get credit cards.
So it's best that parents like myself stop giving our children financial advice and actually probably, it'd be better for their birthday rather than me buying them a pair of shoes to actually buy them a sit down with a financial planner.
It'd be a good idea.
At an early age.
Or someone like me who's going to sit down and say, okay, because I do planning as well, let's get you into a house. Let's get your spending under control. We've got an app that we give our clients and it's amazing to see how many people use their credit cards to their limit and then get the Afterpays and ZipPays and Uber Eats and all those invisible things that you're not really thinking of spending because you're thinking, it's under $20, it's under $20, it's under $20. Under $20 five times is $100.
And you're right, this Uber Eats is a really scary little one, which I've known when you go through your bank statement, it's just, I'm a bit lazy tonight, let's just get a bit of tie. It's only $40. But at the end of the month, when it's like, how much did we spend on takeaway? Yeah.
And it's so easy to do now. It's because it's you don't even have to leave the house to get it.
Yeah.
It just comes to you and it's better than a pizza. It's nice food. It's fresh food. You can justify it. You can say, oh, I'm getting a chicken salad tonight and it's really healthy.
That's what
and
I do, yeah.
Is cash debt?
I feel victimized by this.
Is cash debt in today's society?
I think it is. I think it's really, really is. And it makes it hard to control your spending.
Yes.
Because your money becomes invisible. So it's not like you're taking $20 out of your wallet and handing it over and getting 10 back. It's you're invisibly spending by tapping and you're invisibly spending by putting things onto charge, like even getting an Uber. I went through a stage of just I'd get an Uber to go around the corner.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, everyone does this. It's not, I'm not better. Like, I do all these things. That's how I know about them.
I've been to multiple places now where they don't take any cash anymore. It's all credit card. Isn't that in debit?
The butcher near me doesn't take any cash. And he is the most expensive butcher in the world. I won't mention his name.
I don't want to call him out. Yeah, no. Right.
So what can we do then? How do we get on control of these secret spending bits?
Okay, now in your bank, there is a spending tracker. So most banks have a spending tracker. Look at your spending tracker. It can email you. We've got an app, and I'm not trying to sell us, but we've got an app that is called Wealth Tracker, and it links all your accounts to it, and then it'll give you a monthly report, a weekly report on what you're spending. But your bank will do the same thing. So if you've got all your accounts at one bank, just get it to SMS you or email you, and that's how you do
it. But nobody at this day and age has it all under. My house loan's under this one. My car goes through there.
Yeah.
The credit card's with somebody else, a different bank because I transferred it over. We've got multiple debts sitting out there. It's not like the day where we all just went to the one institution.
Exactly why we've bought this for our clients to use. We bought this for our clients to use because we had so many clients that wanted to buy their first home or wanted to buy a second home, and we were looking at their living expenses and saying, sweetie, you're spending $6,000 and you're earning $7,000. You don't have any money.
And see, I'd argue back and go, there's no way in hell I spend that amount of money, until you stop and see, that $5 Coke at 7-Eleven, the coffee down the street, you grab, and next minute you know you spent $50.
Exactly.
Where's the $50?
Exactly. Yeah. And nothing's come of it. Or my daughter's obsession with Kmart. She's always going to Kmart to get new cushions for it. Do you know what I mean?
That place is magical, though. You know, you can justify Kmart. That's all right. Okay.
So basically, we have to start by tracking every cent, because I'm sure my grandfather taught me that years ago. You don't get rich with your dollars. You get rich with your cents.
That's really good.
And I never understood what he said. It was a very old-fashioned thing. But he said, we all watch that $100 in our bank account, but we don't watch that dollar or two. And we're going back 40 years ago. But, you know, cents.
It's so true.
And he said, that's what will make you rich.
Yeah.
Is if you watch your cents, the dollars take care of themselves. And I used to think, oh, you dumb old Pom, what are you on about? You know? But as you get older, you actually understand it's the little bit that dribbles away that affects how much money you have at the end of
really
the month.
It really is. It's the $15 a day on spending nothing, which is what my daughter found when she started using it.
Aren't you happy that we've got him taking notes?
I am. So here are my notes for the audience listening at home. If you've just tuned into us talking to Phoebe Blamey from Clover Financial Solutions, here are my notes for this chat. Don't get a credit card ever. No deal. Just don't do it. Don't get rich with your dollars. You get rich with your cents. Thank you, Tom. That was phenomenal. And Uber Eats equals bad. Is this
Uber Eats equals
bad. I've done well.
Well, it's hidden money. Well. It's the hidden spending that we've got.
It is.
You can't see it.
Look, again, Phoebe, thank you so much for your advice today. I know it's helped a lot of people. I think we should keep getting you back in here to talk about financial problems. So
what we're going
to also ask is our listeners. They can go and put questions on our Facebook, email us in.
Tom and Mikey.
Because I think then, you know, I'm going to keep asking you questions that affect my life, but there's probably other people out there that have different financial
experience. Do. That would be fantastic.
So if someone actually wanted to get in contact with you for professional financial advice, how can they find you?
The best way to find us is we've got a Facebook page. You can message us through Facebook. We've got our website, which is cloverfinancial.com.au, and we've got our Instagram, all of those sort
social
of
media.
So social media.
Here we go. Clover Solutions, all one word, and they'll find you out there.
Absolutely.
Too easy.
Thank you so much. I believe we're gonna have this young man's gonna be buying his first home by the end of the year.
He will.
If we keep you going.
Okay, Mum, if you're listening, that's not gonna happen. I'm staying home forever.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.